Blog Talk Radio.
This is Psychic Jethro, and you were listening to Steve Mohacy, The Boys, and it's just a very positive song. Well, I hope you're ready for positive, because that's what we're going to do with you today. And I say we've got a very fun show. This is, those of you tuning in, this is Living in the Psychic Realm, Psychics Going Wild. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a very positive time, and we're going to do little introductions to all of you who've just tuned in to our show, and let you know how to get that free reading as you call 888-454-3733. 2751. Those of you who are in the queue, just stay right where you are because we're going to have a lot of fun. This is a really fun way and an excellent way to get to meet Psychic Jethro. We have another guest. We found our Irish woman, and we have Kelly C., and we also tonight have a Crystal of Fate. So we have three very phenomenal, positive individuals that are going to be helping you look into your future and do the work of living in that psychic realm. So all of you that are tuning in, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Let's start out a little bit. Let's do introductions. I am Psychic Jethro. I was born with this psychic ability. As a young child, I was able to see energy. And those of you who've read my book know I was very amazed at the fact that I thought everyone had this ability, and I couldn't understand why I was seeing and sensing colors and energies around individuals and seeing and sensing guides and work. As I became more mature and I was growing and through my life experiences, my godmother explained to me very quickly that this was not something everyone did, and back in that time and day and age, it was not something that was very lightly looked upon or handled. Those of you who do remember not too long ago, you know, this was something that people thought you had something wrong. And there are individuals who've had things happen to their life that will make this happen. My happening made it even stronger. At the age of 8, I was going to school, working with individuals there in my hometown of Wyoming. And as in that state, they had a way of teaching you how to swim. And those of you who've ever learned as a child that they used to take you out and just throw you in the water and you came back, in my case, I was very young, and they put me in a little boat. They pulled me out there with another student, and me and her were pulled out there together, and they let the boat fill up. The bottom of the little plastic wading pool was brought down to a regular swimming pool, and the bottom had a slice in it so that it would slowly fill with water, and us children would, I apologize, that's obviously a green day. I'm having a frog trying to get to me. Bear with me. But what I went and did was we went out into the water, and they pulled us out into that water. The water filled, the water went up, and the boat filled. Sadly, but I did not swim. I went straight to the bottom. And when I came back, and I say came back, I drowned at this point, and the teachers and the other people there were giving me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and working with me. I've had a very positive experience on the other side. I found out that I needed to stay here. The angels and the guides explained to me that I was loved and needed here, and that I would also be learning and working with some other individuals to be able to help many people, and that this gift, as I call it, it was also a curse, because as you could also see and know these things, as my life went on, I would be able to look and see in my future the friends and family and people that would come into my life to stay, and the friends and family who would go out. So I would also begin to know the future as the other realm over there, as I call it, living in the psychic realm, thus the name, would also be open more strongly for me, and I would now be able to hear all of the individuals on that side and work more strongly with my guides. Well, that's Psychic Jethro's story. I welcome all of you. I welcome you, and you want to get a hold of me, remember to tune in A1R Radio at 1, A1R Radio at 1-1, so it's 11 p.m., A1R Radio at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and Tuesday nights, and you will hear Psychic Jethro, thus me. Thank all of you that have called in. We're going to go ahead and introduce a little bit more of our other individuals, bring in our hostesses now. Starting out right off the bat, we're going to turn around with our Crystal of Fate. Crystal of Fate, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Jethro. How are you? And
really?
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy to you, and thank you. And we've got a lot of individuals here that are going really wild. We've got a question for you right off the bat, Crystal, and that is, are you Irish, or do you have an Irishman in the house?
I have a partial Irishman in the house.
Yeah.
His grandmother was as Irish as you come. I believe her name was, forgive me, Sadie. And she was really a short little spitfire Irish woman that would just give everybody heck every chance she got.
Excellent. We had a contest here. We've all been trying to find the Irish individuals this week because of the holiday, and we found her. She's coming on next with you today. And the really hilarious thing was we had a lot of individuals with the name Flanagan. Everyone was saying Dina Flanagan or you, and we all were very excited about our intro that introducing everyone. Quickly, would you like to tell everybody who you are and how you do this before we go? Hang on to your phones. We will get to your readings. It's a little longer show for those of you today. We're normally a half an hour, but we're an hour today, getting to know us, getting to know you, and get those excellent readings. So, Crystal, would you let them know who you are and what you do and get them ready for this wonderful, fun reading day?
Actually, like I said, I'm not exactly Irish, and I hope I don't offend anyone with my name. However, it was just fitting. But also, I'm actually part Scottish, so going with the day. But I just want to let everybody know that actually I was born with gifts like Jethro. However, mine changed as I got older. We're all told a lot of times that your imaginary friends and all that really aren't there and you don't see them. And so you learn to just shut those things off. And I had my gifts and then slowly lost them as I got older. And now at this time in my life, which I would say midlife, my spiritual gifts are reawakening. And I offer healing, which is angelic crystal Reiki, and I also offer psychic and angel card readings as well.
Thank you. And you, those of you calling in, we are going to go with each an individual. We will take a little turn here. I'm looking forward to this. Hang on, because our first caller is up to go, and then we will bring in our other guests, so don't you guys go anywhere. We've got another hostess, too. We're going to put a person right up on the Living in the Realm. 626, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. I want to thank you for calling in. This is Psychic Jethro, and you're on with me live with Crystal Fade, and I would like you to... My guides work a little different, so you're going to get readings from both of us, but I do need a favor. I need you to give me your name, and Crystal's working with her a card. She will give you the angel reading, and I need a little bit of information from you, like a date of birth, to get permission from your guides to read you.
Sure. My name is Amaka, and my birthday is July 26, 79.
Okay. Amaka, I'm picking up here, as she's getting the cards ready, I'm picking up with you right away that we need to be very... the guides are telling me that you're a sensitive person. I feel like you've had some things happen and you're recovering a little bit. Your energy from me, what I'm seeing here, is a little sensitive. I would say you've been a little bruised here. There's been some things happening and you're on the recovering end of life.
Yeah. Some things happen. I'm trying to recover.
That's what I'm feeling. And I feel like the angels are telling me that, I love this when you guys call in with your name. It's the first time I've read for you that I know of, and I feel great. What the guides are showing me with you is they're telling me, Amaka, that you're not only handling your individual life, you're also beginning to individually work and become that person that was to happen here. Now, I'm going to have to, I apologize due to timing of the show. Could we talk, I should talk about both, but let's talk about, pick one subject for me that you want to go into.
Yes, it has to do with finding a job. I have a magazine that I run, and right now I need to have a job to be able to take care of the financial part of it and also my own financial personal things. But I wanted to know if I should see me getting a job.
Okay, very good. Crystal, do you have the cards here? Can you give her a few minutes of advice on what the angel cards are telling her today?
I'm sorry. Yes, I can. Actually, I have a brief overall view for you from the angels. Basically, that you will get a job, but it's not necessarily the one that you want right away. You need to focus on schooling and study to better yourself. Make sure that you take time out for yourself and just try to relax, quit worrying so much about everybody else. And then you need to really kind of formulate a plan for your future. And then you ask the angels for help on this. They will guide you and help you along the way. And then once you've done that, you'll be able to just move forward with your situation and take it in hand. Jethro?
I feel that very much, and I do feel the guides are telling me that job is there. I'm going to go into a little more intenser with the energy with me and you together, because I do see that you've had some other working happen, and I apologize to all of you guys if you're getting, the phones are just going so wild. Hang on a little bit. You'll get your turn. Be patient. We got people behind you going, and it's like, relax, That's what was a good part. And if you don't get a chance to get in, call and get a hold of us at jethrosmith.net. That's JethroSmith.net. And I'll take that full half an hour, that time with you, whether you've got the email. You know, you can see the things there on the site. What we want to do, and we want to help, more importantly, is we want to help the individuals that are calling in. So I do want to make sure, as we're looking here with you, they're talking to me and they're showing me with you that you've put in for jobs, but it looks like, I feel like you've went, have you gotten any interviews? Because they're showing me that there's a problem here with you and the connection energy.
I've gotten interviews, and but I even have one coming up next week. It's just so far nothing has clicked. I had one, but then it didn't work out, so I'm back looking for a job, so that's why.
I feel that very strong, and I feel with the angels, what they're also showing me here with you is that they said the job's going to come in and do here a little bit after April. This is the thing for psychics and their timing, and they're telling me that there's going to be a job here in the month of April with you working. I also see that you have put in some other jobs that other people would have, I feel like they haven't gotten together yet and got you through the interviewing process. They're telling me now the guys... But the job you're going to get, you'll be interviewing here shortly, and they'll be calling you in. You're a very good person, and get a hold of us. I will be going to send you that abundance prayer that I do, you know, at JethroSmith.net. Get a hold of us, let me know, you know, and I'll send it to you free, email, send you the prayer. I do the prayers and send them out free. They're very positive, and it brings in abundance and financial. I see you working with that, getting that to happen, because the guides are telling me that it's just the transferring energy, and once we get this to do it, meaning that the energy that's around you needs to go that, okay, here's the new energy in there. Sometimes with our guides and work, we need to do feng shui in our house, clean out different areas to get it to happen, and that's what they're telling me. So I hope I helped you. We definitely have to give reading there, to, you know, definitely get that done, and then they're telling us April, call us back, let us know, and we'll be seeing you working again. You're about ready to climb that wall with not working, I feel.
Thank you. Okay, I'll give you some.
Thank you. No problem. We welcome all of you now. We're going to do a little bit of a different format. We're going to go ahead and turn to our other hostess, and the next person will get to have a reading with Psychic Jethro and our other hostess. And those of you who know our phenomenal Sunday person, it is our Casey Kelly. Casey Kelly, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. I had fun today.
And if you like the fact that we caught you, and we did find out you were Irishman, and that you also were related to the Hatfield McCoy, we got a little bit of history out of you yesterday, and I want to thank you. And, you know, it's a very original ability. We're all doing our little introductions here. We want to let them know who is Kelly, and what is Kelly going to read with today?
I read with the, they're called the Destiny Cards, and it's by Robert Camp. The original cards were brought forward where we saw them originally surface in our modern history was actually in the Bible with the three wise men, the three magi from the East. They were the keepers of this knowledge. The gentlemen, and prior to that, they had been actually designed for our planet by the Atlanteans. So many, many, many years ago. And it's all mathematical. It's probabilities. It's possibilities. It's really amazing the way they work. The gentleman who brought him forward for us was Olney Richmond in the 1800s, and it's evolved to where it has today, so it's a little bit more modern, I'll say modern interpretations type of stuff, but very amazing stuff. It's like very rarely have I seen anything not happen with these, you know, because people go, yeah, I'm just like that, you know. So it's pretty phenomenal how they work.
Excellent. And we're going to go with it a little faster. I know you guys that are in, apologize. We're going to give you that few minutes and then go right on because we have many, many people and so little time but so much fun to do. We're going to love 857. You are one of our lucky people that got in today. How are you doing, 857?
How are you?
Great. I'm all excited you got in and we're raising up the energy. Would you give us your date of birth there so that Casey can look at your card and she'll give you a mini one here and I will give you a reading what I'm picking up if you'll give me your first name.
Sure. My first name is Melissa.
Okay.
And my birthday is January 30th. Do you need the year?
Do you need the year, Casey?
For these short readings, no. The year only applies probably like when we do a longer reading.
Okay. Well, go ahead and give her a little bit of here. We're on time. I apologize to everybody. We are running real quick.
Okay. She is a 10 of clubs. Tens are always about the group. It's like they've usually got a lot of people surrounding them. Club people are the people who are able to learn literally anything that they set their minds to do. They are the scholars of the deck. They're by. The 10 of clubs in each of the cards has a name. It's called the mental accomplishment card. Regardless of, you know, their gender, they a lot of times will act as though they're, you know, the king or the queen, the royalty of the suit. The females have what they call a masculine mind and nature, which just means that they're analytical, and they want complete and unrestrained freedom to really do what they choose and when they choose to do it. So they've completely the knowledge, they have a powerful mind, and this complete desire for more knowledge that makes them very progressive and usually very successful in this life.
Okay, and Melissa, I hope that helped. We are having like wild things through the phone, and the guides are telling me that there's something going on with you, communication there. Mercury is going back retro, but I look at what the angels are showing me here. They're telling me to look and see with you, Melissa. Definitely there's something going on with some, I feel like there's there's some kind of disagreement there going on, Melissa, is what I'm picking up.
If it depends, is it a business relationship or is it a relationship, like a romantic relationship?
Okay, what I'm picking up and I'm getting there is a disagreement, and I feel like there's something there happening. I do feel that that's very much there, and on the radio, what I'm picking up is that that disagreement has caused problems there. They told me that later on this will be resolved, but you need some more paper done there. They said the business wise, you need some more things to show you what's going on.
Right.
That's what they're telling me. Yep, and that's what the angels are saying. So as and I love all you guys that call in. You know, they're always like, "Whoa!" And this is so you guys realize as we're doing this. I thank you guys just giving us a name. We're all just reading for the first time here, but this is what I'm picking up. To be able to give everyone a chance here. This is what I would call a general reading. Definitely get with us for a full reading. Melissa, you got quite a bit happening there. That energy is some of that's your energy. You are not happy. I mean. That sounds, all of you guys were hearing, that was static energy. That was her guides. Her guides are not happy. And they're going, this person, she needs to see the paperwork. She needs to see this out. I pick up that this business situation is going to be resolved, but I feel there's going to be a frustration found. Somebody has done something here that wasn't right. And you're a person that you're very much into budget. If it looks right and it feels right, no one's going to change your mind. And the guides are telling me that you're on something. You're sensing something in business that wasn't done right. I see it has to be resolved there.
Right.
That's what I do. They tell me this is going to go in for a couple months here, and I keep picking up a hilarious thing. They keep showing me like this really cute, like looking crab energy going like pinch, pinch. I'm not sure if this is Cancer the crab or probably July. They're telling me all of it's going to be, but at that point, everything's going to be handled. That's it. Sometimes my guides will do music, sometimes they do cartoons. Today they're showing me visual. I know. They're like, Psychic Jethro. Yes, I was fell on my head as a kid, but I'm okay, I swear. So they were teasing me with the guides. They're telling me that this energy with you is going to be very strong to handle, and I see you're going to be able to bring this to a resolving by July. That's what they're talking about. Now, in relationship, we'll have to look later and fairly, you know, definitely follow on the show, continue to call in, call us on Tuesday night, and I'll look into relationship because there's a whole different story there too going on.
Oh, no, I wasn't really concerned about the relationship. This is what we do. I was more concerned about the business part.
No, I'm glad, and I love that. No, but that's a different story. And as they were saying, we'll talk about the love there because you two have a karmic together that's very beautiful. I think it's also like a beautiful song. They're showing me that you, and it's good. You two fought to get together, and when you see a love like that, it makes you feel special. They're giving me a very good compliment. Tell me that you two are like very good friends.
Yes.
Okay. So I hope I helped you, Melissa. We hope we helped you.
Oh yeah, you did absolutely. I will call back to it to. If possible, to elaborate on the business, because that's really what I was concerned about. But I thank you. You hit the nail on the head. Thank you.
Thank you, and blessings to you. And we are going on here. I know a lot of you guys are going, what's happening? What's happening is we're doing a very special show. We've got them here. Now we're going to turn the table around and turn and look at our Crystal of Fate, who's sitting over with the angel cards, being very nice. Well, she's being ornery, but we love her anyway. We're going into the fact that we're going to do some fun here. 646, you're the next person to get to talk to Psychic Jethro and Crystal of Fate with the angel cards. How are you, 646?
Hey, I'm doing all right. This is Tony from Brooklyn.
Tony, I am glad that you were calling. I've been, you know, I always laugh at all of you individuals that sometimes if I don't hear from you, I become very parental. I start going, where are my people? So I'm glad you have called in before on the show, and I welcome you. We encourage all you guys to follow our show. Now, you, Tony, you tell everybody how good Psychic Jethro is, right?
Oh, beautiful. No,
okay.
I definitely do.
Tony. Tony now takes the Academy of We Like Him, and he gets to stay. No, kidding all of you guys. We know we joke around. Tony, thank you. And Tony, if you do us a favor, we're picking up energy here. Crystal of Fate is doing her cards, and I'm going to start a little bit here. I'm going to, because of timing, Tony, I want to limit it down to, do you want to look at a certain topic with me?
Yeah, just career.
Okay, very good day for all of you guys that are doing this on a very positive day of green energy we're discussing. The guys are telling me with you that as we're looking at career, me and Crystal are picking this energy for you from the guides and the angels to show you. They're saying that your energy is, you have a very strong, meticulous mind, Tony. They're showing me you're one of those people, if it's not right, you won't accept it.
Mm.
Okay, and they're telling me that you're in career and finances. There's some very positive. This is going to be your strength coming into the year here. They're showing me that the end of March is very financially good for you. But I'm seeing business and sales. Are you? They're showing me like conference table or discussion. I see a business table, and I see you there discussing with people, and you're very the word comes across meticulous. I know some of you guys are going, what are you saying? What I'm saying is he's very, very concerned about his dotting his I's, dotting his T's. Everything has to be there. It's where you do very well, either engineering, something here with in developing.
Okay.
And they're telling me that. They're telling me very good with that, Tony. And those of you who are listening in, you're tuning in to Psychic Jethro. And Crystal, what do you have for Tony? What are the angel cards saying? Okay. We have gotten down here that the guides are playing with Crystal, and we will let go of Crystal.
I'm here.
It's the last.
Okay.
Step
for Hi, Tony.
Our
how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Hi, Crystal.
Hi. Real quick, basically they're saying the conditions aren't favorable right this second. You need to maybe look into other options and ask the angels for help to guide and comfort you. They are working with you. They're leading you toward the answer to your prayers. Just listen to yourself, your intuition, and follow your thoughts and dreams.
Okay.
And Archangel is giving you that courage to be able to make the life changes that you need to make and to push you forward when the time is right. Also, the angels want to know, you do have a gift, want you to know that you do have a gift working with young people. And that may be something that you necessarily haven't considered before. So they want you to think about that.
Okay,
Tony?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and we love this, and we also are including that. You know, Tony, thank you. You're a very positive person. I know some people tease. They go, well, you just will ask people to say about you. Yes, I will. You know, I want everyone to come to a reading with me, and I thank you, Tony. I also would like to tell you real quickly here, we give each person so many minutes. Tony, also, I'm picking up another energy that we do need to look into some things with you that are happening real intense with your gift. I feel that you psychically are very strong, and you're kind of getting us to confirm this. And the angels are telling me that you would do very strong work with carrying a tourmaline. That's a very inexpensive stone. That stone resonates and is very positive energy financially for you.
Okay, a black tourmaline?
Yes, and a green one. Do you have a black tourmaline?
I have a black one.
You rock. See, this is where you get the energies with the people that are doing this, because he's already got the black one. The energy does that. It resonates to a positive structure. He's building his base for his positive financial. Get a green one, because a green works with not only with your heart, but it also does energy. And you don't have to. I mean, you know, you guys, when I say this, I know guys are like, oh, no, now I'm going to have to hawk the house and sell the kids. No, no. Buy something inexpensive. Have it. Use it. Work with it with your life and put it in your life. A good example, I had a friend that bought a $26 brass table one for it, because they were a Taurus. Brass works very well with Taurus. Now, it works and it resonates, and everybody's writing to me, what are you saying, Jethro? You're a Christian. Yes, I'm Christian, but I'm letting you know that if you look at numerology and you look at patterns and energy and vibrations, brass resonates to a number 6. It's a very positive, strengthening number, and if you're an earth sign, you want to have something brass in your house, in your financial area, and on your desk. Tony, I want to go on with you. You've got me on this subject, but I got to go. Call us again, please.
Definitely will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and we're having a blast here, and we are going right back around the table. Now that the guys let go of Crystal, let's see if they've got Kelly out, where Kelly can come in with the next person. We are going through as quickly as we can. We thank all of you that are calling in. 562, how are you?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Kelly. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
You need my birthday, I guess. 3:20.
Rockin', you're a Pisces.
Yeah.
He's on the case. She's Pisces for sure. Is she on the cusp? Because it shows that's one of the cusp dates.
Okay.
Pisces for sure. Okay. She is a 3 of diamonds, and she's got the 9 of spades. I got a frog in my throat there, sorry. 9 of spades as her planetary ruler. With that 3 of diamonds, there's a lot of creative energy with the 3 people. And with the diamonds, it's like that is where your life lessons come in. There's a lot of times through finances. But the deeper meaning is your values. And the name of the 3 of diamonds is called the financial creativity card. It's one of sometimes the most difficult card in the deck because it can also lead you to have indecision with values along with past life relationship type karma things. But the biggest thing that you can do is really take a hold of that energy and make sure that you always focus forward and focus positive with it because otherwise you end up, I'll say like the hamster on the wheel. It's like you just kind of keep running in circles with stuff. So just make sure that indecision and stress and worry doesn't become, your worst enemy because that creativity can be your best friend.
Okay.
Very good. And I apologize. I'm going to help a little bit with the reading, but I need to get your first name. Your guides are a little shy with me.
Ola, O-L-A.
Okay, very, very excellent, beautiful. They're telling me that you're a very crystal child. You were very strong in energy, and they're showing me a little of the past to get into the present. You have a neat, unique way that you look at things, and sometimes people with you don't understand you, but once they get to know you, they just really love you. They're telling me that I love how she. Now that's a very conffident woman. That's what we love. Because did you see how she did that? That's great. Okay. You know, I know about my dad. I'm teasing you. Come on. And I what the guys are also saying with you, too, is that I got you to relax. Once I can get you to laugh, I can get to read. Her guys are up a little bit, which tells me that you've had people before say something to you that you've learned that words can hurt you. They're showing me that you're a very compassionate person. You play very much by your heart chakra. You're a very strong, compassionate person. I see you're a very loving person. They're telling me that there is a very strong love with you, and I see you doing a trip. Like, they keep showing me overseas, like you're... They're showing me a trip. Mm-hmm. This is very much very strong for you, and I see this coming out here. This looks like it's going to be a little over a year, but it's going to be a very positive. And I keep seeing you very positively looking and getting the things you wanted in life are you're very good with communication. They're telling me you're very good verbally, very good. I keep seeing teaching. Mm-hmm. I keep seeing some things there.
Oh, I've heard that before. Okay.
Very positive. Yeah. Very good. No, I'm sorry. And the phones are doing this, so if you guys know, it's Mercury's last date of going retro, so all of us put our hands together and go, Mercury, please leave us alone. You took our lunch money. Let us get out of here. You know, I'm going to have to call my sister. And we will be celebrating that here on the Eastern Time because I'm in Florida. But and we go through the other energy with you. I feel that the guides are also saying to tell you that as this other travel takes in, I keep picking up this. I'm picking up a mail here, and I keep picking up this mail is handling a lot of paperwork. Is this homework, studies? A lawyer?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's where we need to be knocking at that door. And we got the times. I hope we helped you. Definitely tune in. This is Psyche Jethro. I feel like we're going here. Thank you, and we are going with the energies. We start a little, and I laughed. I've had you guys go, you give us a little bit of appetizer. If I give the whole dinner, the other 3,000 people behind you, they scream at me, and it hurts my hair. So what we do is we go right into the next person. We're going to turn right around. Oh, my goodness, we've got a full lineup here, and we've got 916. How are you, 916?
I'm wonderful. I just want an angel card. I'll save you some time. Unless one of my Irish ancestors is over there. You know, I'm Irish Native American.
Great. And
like
we know
the Irish came over and raped.
Uh-oh. Okay, hello? We know this. Okay, so she's going to save us time. This is Diane calling in. Did you pick up Crystal Faye? Could you give Diane a quick reading? She said she'll save. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, and the guys are just doing this on purpose
today. I still had to shuffle the cards for you, Diane. Do you have any specific concerns?
Just go ahead. She's just taking the time, and we're having problems with her. And we have an echo, so I apologize if you guys that are on listening to the radio kind of just turn it down a little bit, just so that everybody can doesn't get that. It's really there. Do you see it?
There. Do you see it?
Is that me? Is that going?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, right now, basically, Archangel Uriel is with you. He's helping you to heal your emotions and to open you to greater things and love, and wants you to release any anger and unforgiveness from your heart and mind. And then you need to just visualize what you really want right now. The angels are bringing you peace, and that you do have a gift that you may not be aware of, that you are a spiritual teacher and you do have the ability to help counsel others.
Very beautiful. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you. We're going here with the energy, and we thank Crystal for that. And Diane, we thank you for coming in quickly. These are some of our people that just want to have a time and a reading. 301, we're going right on to the next client. 301, you're on next with Kelly Casey and her birth cards, and we want to thank you. And 301, how are you?
Fine. How are you today?
Really fighting Mercury and loving the fact that when it doesn't echo back, because for a person that's psychic, what it's doing is it's giving me a back headache. So it's like, what? I'm like, thank you guys. But April,
don't want that.
No, we don't want that. And we don't like that. And it makes me yell mommy. And we don't like to hear Jethro yell mommy. So 301, would you go ahead and give us your first name and your date of birth for Kelly?
Certainly. It's Claudette, and it's 623.
Very good. Claudette.
Seven of clubs. Seven are the, all the sevens are about the, our spirituality, our faith, and in this case, the seven of clubs is called spiritual knowledge. You're highly spiritual, card, all the seven of clubs, it's up to the individual person to manifest the spirituality and to turn negativity into accomplishment and personal freedom. That's how you do that. The seven influences causes troubles in your life. So if you kind of made it past them, because the challenge with the seven of clubs rests in the negative aspects of the mind, which are the word, you know, doubt, pessimism. And but you've got a lot of inherent inspiration and insight. You don't follow it, though. When you don't follow that, your intuitive feelings, it can bring trouble because, you know, your intuition is really right on for you.
Okay. You know, I'm going through a refinance right now, and there's a little stumbling block happening right now. Do you see it coming through?
Claudia, I do, and I'll tell you what I really feel excellent happening with you is you've got another force there, an energy that's working, and I see that you're one of our angel believers. I'm feeling like you do some prayers, and they keep telling me that there's times that you're sitting there, you've had some stresses that did get to you, but you kind of fly out there on the seat of faith, and you grab onto that rope of the higher energy, and they're showing me that you're going to get through it. I also am seeing that this financial has been, they said this has been caused by something with a male. Now, I apologize, I'm getting very physically here, you know, really intense spiritually with your business, but I need to get in a little bit of energy here with the guys are telling me that this financial has something to do with money that was inherited to you, or you've worked with a male. Is this am I what they're showing me? They're showing me, is there a person on the other side that is connected to this money?
You mean someone that has passed on?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Okay, the reason I say that, and I apologize to you, because what I'm getting here, and I'm just going to let you interpret it, and a lot of times when you guys have a psychic reading like this, I've had, one of the things is everybody's like, whoa, sometimes I've had you call me back later and say, oh, so just I'll let you interpret it, as they call it, and I will just give you what they're showing me. They're showing me a strong male. They're showing me that he is very much a very good person. I do feel that he's working in your favor. I do feel that he's helping you. I do see that he's African-American. I do see that he is very smart. I pick up that he is not joking about the fact that he's wanting you to know that you're going to come out of this okay, but it looks like he was a person that was a very much business person. I keep seeing that there was some kind of legal things handled that were taken out for his benefit. He reminds me of a stockbroker or something, because what I keep seeing is I see papers and work done, and I see him working with some people, and the financing was done, and the investments, they keep saying, is going to be to your favor. Now, if this is a physical person, and what they're showing me that this person's going to help you, and that this is going to be someone that comes into your aid and says, here we go, Claudette, we're here and we're going to help you get together. I do feel there's been some odd people around you. There was some individuals trying to get you to take care of their responsibilities, and you stood your ground and you won. They're telling me that. I hope this is helping you, Claudette.
Sure, I'm taking notes.
I love seeing you guys. Now, see, Claudette didn't tell me not to quit talking fast when I can't help it. Well, what I love, and I love with you, Claudette, and the guys are telling me with the energy with you, is that it's also working towards the strength. They're telling me that I feel that this financial is going to be coming out where you're going to come out. I feel like this is going to go before maybe a judge or go before somebody. It goes with something that also is to your favor, and you hold your ground. The angels are telling me that something was done that was not right to you. Something's gone on here. And they said you're pretty much, like we were talking earlier with the other individuals here tonight, today seems to be about career and money, but you're pretty much also headed towards this April. April's going to be very strong, the first week of it, with finances. They're telling me, put the angel work out. We also want to build a bridge with you that you, Claudette, like to handle it all. And they said it's okay to have another friend help you.
Okay.
I hope that is pretty intense. And Claudette, did we help you, or did I make you want to go have a toddy on this day?
I can think about having one. I can't drink.
Me neither, but I love you calling in, and thank you.
Okay, I'll be talking to you. Thank you both.
Thank you very much. And we thank Kelly, and we thank him. We're going right over to Crystal of Fate, and we've got it going. And I laugh because those of you who hear the echoes of sound, sometimes they're spirit clouds, guys. 610, how are you? I think 610 and the kids are partying. 610, how are you? Going right along, we're going to go to 603. 603, how are you doing today?
Hello, that would be me.
That's you, and I'm glad you aren't partying. You're here with me and Crystal of Fate. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. My name is Rachel from New Hampshire.
Thank you, Rachel. And we're looking here. Crystal of Fate does the angel cards, and she's looking in there real quick with your angel cards. Rachel, I am picking up with you that there seems to be, I'm picking up there's a little bit of an agreement that you're working on. Would you like to ask me what questions you want to look at? I better just do it specific with you, Rachel, because I'm picking up, there seems to be, there's the luck of the Irish there.
Excellent. I've started a business, and I am not making any money, and I'm kind of running through the amount of money that I had for the business, and I'm just wondering, do I need to go out and get a job, or is the business going to start supporting me financially? That's
Crystal, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Good. Well, we can hear you. Yay, they let her go, whoever had her. Go ahead and get Rachel a reading, please.
Okay, are you there, Rachel?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. I pulled some really interesting cards for you, but first, have you thought about having someone come in with you, possibly an investor or even seeking a loan? Because basically what I'm seeing is that if you're able to find your financial backing, you will have victory. And Archangel Michael is with you to give you the courage that you need to move forward right now. You need to have faith and hope because there's something really awesome on the horizon that you can't see, and that your ultimate outcome for the venture is really super positive and happy. So that's what I'm getting.
Okay, and do we have any kind of idea of timing? Like,
Jethro is actually better on that.
Jethro?
Jethro? Are you there, Jethro? Kelly, are you there?
We seem to have lost everybody.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I think they got
yep,
totally
Jethro's
kicked
there.
Off.
Okay, here we go.
Kelly, are you there?
I'm there, Jethro.
Yes, and Jethro's back. It always does this. And this is a good thing to do. We always love the fact of when it goes wild, it goes wild. And what we're doing here is we're continuing to go a little bit, living in the realm. We thank all of you. We hope we help with this. As we go through these readings, and I know all of you are doing this, please take into account that as you have the time with us, and the fun part of it is that you take in what you've got. I love with my accuracy. I love with our individuals that we've picked here. We picked the best for you to do this. And do get a hold of us and let us know how it is. I mean, we all have an excellent ability, and it's good to know. If you will look on JethroSmith.net, you will see individuals that I have read for through the years and continue to do. But what's even more important is we keep that contact, so we're here to help you. That's our mission. So as we're going in today and having a lot of fun, we're down. We've got about, looks like, maybe three more calls. I did have a lot of individuals ask us, and this is something we're going to do as we continually go into, is that we always have a subject here. And the subject that we are doing today is on the Irish and the luck. I do know that if you have an Irishman in your house, they say if you hold him close to your heart, it is lucky. I think that's a very positive expression. Obviously, that's saying to me, hold them close and have a hug. You will have that love and that positive light. Those of you and the individuals that are looking at that, remember when we were first talking on here about what a hug does. A positive energy with individuals that call in know that a hug can mean so much. I'm going to take that one step farther, and I want all of you guys today, we always do a positive note, and one of the positive notes we're doing is think of that person in your life. Think of that person you really care and you like and you love, and you're an individual. It can be a family member. It can be an outside friend. It can be someone you know. Sit down and realize that this week you're going to go out. You're going to find some little nice objects. You're not going to go get the big things, but you're going to find them things that you really feel they and you know they would love. Do this within your budget, obviously. Do this in energy. Set this down with your angels and practice this in your life. You're going to bring them positive into their life. So what you do, good example, I have a friend of mine that I know she loves dragons. So I sat down and I found it and I looked and I found some things on the computer. I went down and took a little time. In the week, I picked up a few items over here. I also knew that she loved the color purple. So I picked up a few items on this. I also knew that she liked chocolate. So there's my three things I knew and liked about my friend. Long story short, I individually bought these things, put these things together, sent her a positive care package. You know, and a care package can be very big or very small, depending on your budget. Again, we always go with this within it. But it's called sharing. Those of you who do 10% of your finances to help, we all know that financially the best thing is to also do a small percent, usually 10%, periodically, called sharing or sharing the wealth, they call it. Long story short, you give this in the thought of helping this person. You visualize the positive they're going to feel. You feel the good they're going to feel. You send this with the intent of the love that you have for them to them. Then set back and know that it's in the right hands. I've never seen this not fail. Those of you who have tried our manifesting exercises, send this love, send this energy, and you're going to notice something really good that's going to happen. Okay, this person's going to open this. They're going to have this. This love's going to break out. It's going to become a positive energy. Same concept as hugging an Irishman to your heart. You give that positive hug, that positive energy there goes real good. Your hearts are blended. You've done a positive intent. The package, it goes to the friend. They open it, and it shares the love one more time in the world. Let me know, as you do this week, what happens. Those of you tuning in, we're going to go back next and start another person. We have now another caller from, we have 857. You're on live. How are you, 857?
Hello.
We've got 857.
Yes, hello.
Hello, how are you today? This is Psychic Jethro.
Okay, and you?
Okay, we're having the phones go a little wild, so we bear with everybody. We check and verify that we are here. We are on Living in the Psychic Realm today. You're calling in, and if you will give me your first name and just the date of birth, we will go ahead and give you your reading.
Betty in 8-11-53.
Okay, and we've got you down there, and so we've got a lot of chiefs and very little Indians in this group, so hang with us. We're kind of going a little wild, Betty. So can you hear me? This is Kelly. Did you get the date of birth there?
8-7. So I guess 7?
Oh, 8-11.
Yeah. Oh, 8-11.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that will make a big difference. It sure will. You are a two of diamonds. It seems like we've had a lot of people with the diamonds. It's like it's really funny how that works when that energy pulls in. And again, this is the Wheeler Dealer card. You've really got an innate intuition that if you follow them, you know, your inner voice is always going to lead you to success and show you the right path to follow. Inherent in your intuition is a high set of values and often what you feel like maybe is a mission in life, which involves partners and other people. There's a certain amount of ambition, usually for money, that keeps you motivated. And it's good because sometimes you can get into ruts, especially with close relationships. If you tap into that inner guidance, you're going to find a path awaiting them that's really fascinating and rewarding. And you do best by establishing yourself in one business and really sticking with it. It's one of the most successful cards in the deck,
And if you don't have success, it's because you shot yourself in the foot.
And the guides are telling me, Betty, to tell you with the energy that you're also going to have I feel like there's some work going on there with you working on rebuilding. I feel like they're talking to me about health with you, Betty. They're telling me that you're still trying to get out there before the guides are trying to keep you home and keep you feeling healthy, and you're trying to push. You know, boy, you are stubborn. We love you, Betty, but you gotta be good. You know, I apologize, we're having interference there. As we go ahead and go through the energy with it, that you'll notice that everything's going with the energy, that I keep feeling that with you, Betty, that it's happening there real strong.
Yeah,
And they're telling me that you were going to go through this and you're going to be feeling a lot better in the spring. And they said you're steps back, but you just got to take it a little longer. I know that you don't have the patience, and I can feel it with you, but they're keeping you like they are right now to help you do that.
Okay, so you see anything about
finances, right? I'm seeing this staying a little tenser until after April. Then they said it's going to start to improve, but they're keeping you that way for a good reason. The guides are doing that, and they said, you know, we know you're not patient, but you're going to have to wait there and go ahead and do that to keep it going. So that's what they're showing us. We have 9 minutes left here. With those of you who are getting down to the last of this, remember to tune in 11 p.m. Eastern Time and call 888-454-2751. We're on Tuesday nights, Eastern Time, 11 p.m. Psychic Jethro, 10 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Mountain, and 8 p.m. Pacific. 352, you get to be our last caller tonight. How are you, 352?
I'm good, I guess. I'm here breathing. I have a question about, I know we talked, Jethro, but it's gotten worse and the mother's gotten involved, so I'm just wondering if there's anything soon to get away.
I do feel there's something.
My name's Andrea.
Thank you, Andrea, and thank you for calling in. Those of you, and Andrea, I'm glad you got a hold of me, because I do feel, as we had talked before, I feel that this energy is happening with this relationship, and I do feel that this is a time to get a hold of, like, the Coalition Against Violence. I feel like there's going to be some other things happen, and I do feel that this person is this is abusive relationship here.
I called them, and they basically shunned me down, like they turned me down.
Oh, well,
It's kind of like I'm reaching out and I'm crying, but nobody's, nobody's basically hearing me.
Okay, well, and I want to go ahead here. We've got some static. I apologize to the energy here. What we're having is that the guides are telling me that we definitely need to do the number there. I will get a hold of you privately, you know, and give you some 800 numbers. I know that any of you guys are listening in, this isn't automatic. Whenever someone ever really touches you or hurts you, it's 6 months automatic. It's a federal law. So I do know that there's something happening here with the guides, and what they're showing me psychically with you, Andrea, is that he's got his mother involved. He's got the people. They're trying to basically do this. This is not a time in this day and age of 2012 for this to continue on. I do see the angels and the guides working with this, telling me that you are going to be able to handle the fact of it happening here, and I feel that the guides are going to be able to do this real clear. And I've got Casey Kelly here with me. I apologize to Crystal. The phones are just going really intense. But Kelly and me are putting out prayers here together with our reverendship. We're putting a lot of light around you, Andrea. I do feel that this is a time where, you know, as what I'm seeing for the future is, I do see that I'm not saying that you're not right, but I'm saying that the guides are saying that squeaky wheel gets the oil. Definitely, you know, it may take a protection order. I wrote them out many times through the years, and what I do, it takes maybe 15 minutes to sit down with someone, write out a protection order. They put a protection order against them. The person gets talked to. They basically have to appear in court. When they hand them the paper, they read them their rights. They let them know that they need to appear in court. If they contact you in any way or form, it breaks that, and they can go to jail. They also are not only fined, but the first time, usually they, you know, there's a warning there and they're fine. The second time, they're going to go to jail unless they physically do something. There's something going on here with this. I feel like, you know, Mercury's been against you, and Andrea, I am believing you. Don't anyone take offense here, because I know how serious this is. Any of you know I'm a very strong advocate against this. personally, I can tell you what's happening here is the guides are showing me with you, Andrea, that he thinks he's going to get away with it. I feel that he's putting this in intimidation. Don't you let this get to you. You stay calm. You get a hold of us in faith. You never are alone. You never have yourself alone with this person. You make sure that you keep a light on, and that means you keep your phone available. You keep things there. If anything happens, I apologize. We're getting some animals here, and we're going into Okay, that's okay. It's all right, just so we know what the other energy is. But we're putting the faith here really strong around you with what we're getting, because I do see what's happened here, Andrea, is that it's going to take you going that extra step. I do feel that he has been physical to you. Do you have any marks or the bruises on you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, this is also there. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm saying stuff, but it's like nobody's putting the foot forward. Nobody's wanting to help. I told them I need to get out of this house ASAP. Oh well, they told me just to lock the doors and.
Okay.
So meanwhile, do you know how long it takes the cops to get out of here? But if you know.
Yeah. I understand, and I understand the fear. And now me and you're going to work together on this, because you also, I also understand the word lawsuit, and you need to understand that word. You need to politely explain to that officer that they are liable and that you have asked for their help and assistance, and they are leaving you in an unsafely manner, and that you are there. And see, this is where I used to do this for a living, so maybe, you know, it may take that of them understanding. And, you know, I want you on a neighborhood watch. I want you calling. We'll find out what the neighborhood watch is there, because every town has one. And if they tell you they don't, they're silly, because every state has one, so every town does. This is where our federal money goes to, and this is where we are. This is a state and nationwide problem. Anyone that's ever been abused or hit understands me. Keep a bag packed. Andrea, make sure that you have some things there, a little bit of staples. I'm not telling you to pick up the kitchen sink and stick it in a bag and wait to run. I'm asking you put a few things in there. Always have a dry change of clothes. Have a few items for the kids there. I always buy a little crackers, put some things in there. When I went through this situation, you keep yourself in a little stable situation where you put a little bit of gum, you put a little bit of financing. The one thing that when you're looking to get it is you want to have a little bit of cash. I know that people are saying, I don't have a dollar in the house. If you got a couple change, put it in this bag. Put it in a place where you can grab it quickly and get out. I've had people put it, okay, if he's coming in the house, you know, the minute he's coming over, it needs to be notified. You need to have a person and an individual there making sure that, you know, a neighbor watching you. This is what they call put a light out. This is the extra steps to stay safe in there. Anytime they hear a sound, anything they hear, do a secret code with your neighbors. Mine was, I'm having problems with the cat. And if I started saying that real loud, I'm really having problems with the cat, they will call 911. The police have to react to that. That number is there. Now, know that you're doing a secret code. Don't give them a code. I'm eating Jell-O, and you and the kids play a game of I've eaten Jell-O all night, because then they're going to get you for the calling wolf. This is where, if you've had repeated instances called to your house, sometimes this is what I feel you're going through. What I really feel sad is a lot of times the predator, the person that's being violent, knows to do this, because then people turn a deaf ear and they continue on with the advice. The bad thing is when you're upset and you've been hurt, you will react. So when the police show up, you need to be cool, calm, do your breathing exercise, relax, and be able to just keep to the facts. Remember the old Dick Tracy in the days when we were kids. He was a cartoon. Just the facts, ma'am. You need to really be relaxed at that. You've been there, and just let him know. No, he said this to me. Exactly what you said, their mind and intimidation. You need to be able to say this clearly. I do not want him here. I know this has happened here. I will press charges. You will sign the paper. I know it's a scary thing, but I can tell you this. The first time they do the paper, it also puts those police on patrol. They sign it. I don't care what that's happened before. What you want to do is start here and now. Also make it very clearly that you intend to keep this on the fact that it is their responsibility. And let them know, if you have family or friends, that you have notified and you're letting them know that you have done this. Outside help is there. I will give you a couple 800 numbers that is nationwide. I can guarantee you this government, the United States, looks very down on this, I will email them to you. Any of the rest of you, I'll have them on the shows later. They're 800 numbers. You can get them by typing in, domestic violence is and will not be accepted in the United States of America. Something I fought for many years and believe very much as an advocate. And you can count on the fact that one thing about it will be stopped. Different parts of the country, we're working a little slow on it, but it's still going to be stopped. No man, woman, child, or beast has to put up with physical, mental, or spiritual abuse. So we're down to the last of the show. We hope you've had a great time. Please call 888-454-2751 when you want to come in and have some psychic work. We're here to help you. This is Psychic Jethro. I bless each and every one of you, and we're here to help. We're going to put a little bit of our friends around there. Tune in to Facebook on those are there. Put your prayers. We're going to turn in and call it a good day. Thank all of you. Thank you, Crystal of Faith. Thank you, Casey Kelly. And Andrea, thank you for reminding me again that it's always out there with it. Keep your chin up in prayers and be safe. Let us know. We'll help you outside of here too. Well, for this is our show, and we will talk to you tomorrow, Monday, and it will be Psychic Jethro. Thank you. Have fun. Till tomorrow. Blessings.